Fact check, yes, 2020 Democrats want to protect the billionaire class. By John Binder on October 15, 2019. During the CNN New York Times Democrat debate on Tuesday night, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, falsely claimed that no Democrat running for president on the stage wanted to protect billionaires. In response to Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Klobuchar claimed 2020 Democrats running in the presidential primary do not want to protect the billionaire class, saying, "I want to give a reality check here to Elizabeth because no one on this stage wants to protect billionaires. Not even the billionaire wants to protect billionaires," Klobuchar said in reference to candidate Tom Steyer, the billionaire Democrat donor. However, one of the key drivers of wealth inequality, mass immigration, every 2020 Democrat running for president has endorsed, in one form or another, a plan to bring more foreign workers to the U.S., which will drive down wages for America's working and middle class and increase profit margins for the billionaire class, CEOs, and wealthy donors. Specifically, the leading candidates, Joe Biden, Warren, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, have vowed to bring more foreign workers to the country, thus forcing Americans to compete against a growing number of immigrants in the labor market and providing cheaper and more readily available labor to billionaire executives. Even the New York Times has admitted that mass immigration to the U.S. has serious economic impacts on driving inequality between the rich and working class, as Breitbart News has noted. High levels of immigration, illegal and legal, put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new rivals. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. Research by analyst Stephen Camerota has found that every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of American workers' occupations reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.